So this is a revision down, a significant revision down, the largest in 15 years that we've seen. And it basically says that the government has now overstated the amount of people who are working in this workforce. It shows weakness in the job markets over the past year that we didn't realize was there, but now we know is there. So again, 818,000 overall jobs down, manufacturing down 115,000 in this. And if you just wrote construction down 45,000. So these numbers are huge numbers in revisions down.
Almost 30% of the jobs fake. Not real.
Fake news, fake jobs.
Fake news, fake jobs. By the way, the official number, so you could kind of put it in perspective, allegedly created, and they lied, was 2.9 million jobs. So this is minus 818,000 jobs. But Lee, that assumes they're not lying. You can't trust them.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? You cannot trust them. You cannot trust the Department of Labor. And quietly, that is what is being said inside our major investment houses this morning, not just in America, but around the world. Dear God. And just to put this in perspective, okay, if a private corporation were to exaggerate 30% of its production and report that to the markets, that would result in criminal charges. Why? It is a form of defrauding people. It's a form of defrauding investors who are now investing in corporations, in the stock market, in America's economy, not just from here, but from all over the world. It is fraud. When you tell them, hey, this is the level of health in the economy, and they invest. And I'm telling you, there are major investment houses the world over this morning that are quietly saying, oh my gosh, is anything else fake in the American economy? Can we trust the numbers coming out of America's institutions? They used to be rock solid. I can't tell you how devastating this is. This is not a partisan thing. This is doing damage to America's economic credibility and to its, in, you know, folks' willingness the world over to invest. What they've just taught investors is this. If it's an election year, if they're going into an election year and the Democrats are in charge, these agencies, in this case, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, are as weaponized as the FBI, as the DOJ. You cannot believe what they say. The Democrats are going to want to win. They're lying. And now the investment bets will be based on, well, here's the size of the lie last time, so we'll adjust it in our minds for our investment strategy. I can't tell you how much, here's a word the Democrats would use, violence this does to the credibility of American markets, the American stock market, American investments. I mean, we're talking trillions of dollars in trust here. All of it to prop up and pimp out Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's record. And here's the thing. When you start searching, you find this. They've done this before. I cannot emphasize this enough. If you use this show for prep, okay, take this. Take it and use it, because it's worse than we're being told. New York Post, December 2022. So right after the midterm elections, the Philadelphia Fed, Federal Reserve, came out and announced that the Biden administration had faked a million jobs. Oh, there's that number again, a million jobs. Here's the headlines. You go pull it. Tell your listeners about it. Headline, New York Post, Biden administration overstated Q2 job growth by 1 million. Said who? The Philadelphia Federal Reserve. It's a sub-branch of the U.S. Federal Reserve. Highly credible people. Over about a four-month period, the Biden administration claimed to have created 1.1 million jobs. It was actually 10,000. Not 10,000 per month, 10,000 total. Again, that's a jobs apocalypse. I lost my damn mind over it at the time. Tucker Carlson did. Fox News and Fox Business reported it. So did the New York Post. It was blanked out and blacked out. For whatever reason, the first time they did it, they got away with it. They got away with faking a million jobs when actually we were in a jobs apocalypse. And we were in a severe jobs recession. They just lied about it because they were going into the midterms and they wouldn't have said it. with that lie. But there was no revision. This time, for whatever reason, they revised it. And just shy of 30% of jobs created last year went poof. But here's why this is so big of a deal. The only positive economic stat the Democrats have had is job creation. That's it. There are no others. And they've talked it up and talked it up and talked it up and talked it up. The fact that was fake. Let me give you an example of how devastating this is. Pretend for a minute you're not a Republican, you're not a Democrat. You're an Indian multimillionaire. You're worth $40 million. Let's just pick a number. Okay. Go back and look at this. Listen to the level of the lie.
With 5 million new manufacturing and technology jobs, so the future is made in America.
No, that didn't happen. No, you weren't. You're actually in a jobs deficit for manufacturing. As I've been pointing out for a while, you could tell it from the internals. So when you're remember them going around and saying, why are Americans so gloomy about the economy? Weren't they excited about the jobs? Because our jobs numbers sucked. We felt it. And remember, they were bashing us. Even Joe Biden, we weren't that smart. Democrats saying we just were not smart enough to understand how great things were. The American people just couldn't figure it out. Democrats need to explain to them, can't they see all these jobs? Well, now we know why. They couldn't see the jobs. They weren't real. They weren't real. Here's some more Biden.
This morning we learned that our economy created 266,000 jobs in April. It hadn't been adjusted again yet, but that's what it says, 266. And listening to commentators today, as I was getting dressed, you might think that we should be disappointed.
It was a lie. They just lie. This is not the first time. This is the second time. It's all fake. Again, here's a question, Lee. Are the GDP numbers fake?
No.
I don't know, but if I'm sitting in Singapore this morning, I'm wondering it. And you should be. What else is fake? I don't think they just faked the job numbers. I think they faked other things. And I don't know what it's going to take for a president, maybe a President Trump, to restore the credibility of the United States of America's institutions in the world.
What's the phrase? Full faith and credit?
Yeah.
Of the United States government.
What's fake? Because again, there's right wing, left wing, that kind of stops at our borders, right? Money is the premier ethic in the world, right? Trading stocks, investments. And these investors, again, they're waking up this morning going, is 818,000 even real? Is that even real? Was it 1.8 million? Is that the real number of fake jobs? You can't trust them. You can't trust these agencies and these people, these investors are waking up to, wow, this is a weaponized agency built to serve the Democrats. And let me tell you what else they're going to do. If Donald Trump takes office, they're going to rock bottom drop these job numbers. It could go the other way, too. They could lie the other way, too. These are partisan captured agencies now and investors who, that's how you get ahead. That's how you get ahead in investing. You are the best researched. You know every single detail of your stock or your investment. This is what investors will do. They will try to figure out what the lie is, or they'll just give up and invest somewhere else where you could trust. You know what? I can trust the Japanese government. I trust them. I can trust the Indian government. I trust, you know what? I'm just going to invest there. It's too hard. It's too hard. America is playing games. And then Lee, when you're Commerce Secretary, you have one job, okay? One job. Your job is to track commerce and stats. That's your job, Gina Raimondo. And your job is to watch trade and to make recommendations based on reality. She's sitting at the DNC because she's a hyperpartisan. She's obviously appointed by Joe Biden. She's asked about this. Listen to her answer.
When you hear that, do you potentially think that this new numbers could be a liability for this campaign?
No. When I hear that, first of all, I don't believe it because I've never heard Donald Trump say anything truthful.
It is, though, from the Bureau of Labor.
I'm not familiar with that.
What?
Commerce Secretary.
The Commerce Secretary is not familiar with the Department of Labor.
with the statistics. I mean, if you've listened to the show for the longest time, I mean, Department of Labor statistics drive investment in this country because they don't just track labor statistics. They track GDP. Remember every quarter I would pull out the Department of Labor statistics on what percentage of our economy, like what drives our economy, what is the biggest sector of our economy? And it's mining and minerals, 28% to 32%, depending on the quarter, right? Where do I get that? Labor. Department of Labor. Right. They are the Statistics Bureau of the United States of America. They don't just, so if you, they don't just track jobs. If you, you're the Commerce Secretary and you don't know that.
Yeah, yes, she does.
You look crazy.
Yeah.
To investors, you look crazy. Investment is driven by stability and predictable gains.
Right.
Yeah. This is anti-stability. This is what the former Soviet Union used to do all the time. They were known for it. They would make stuff up. Again, I explained this yesterday. We have third world countries that are extremely resource rich, would meet great investment opportunities, but they don't get the investment because their governments are corrupt and untrustworthy and nobody can trust the numbers coming out of the governments. You cannot invest. That's what we are now. That's who we are now. And investors the world over know it. And all of this credibility, billions, maybe trillions of dollars worth of investment credibility is being sacrificed on the altar of one more lie to get a Democrat, to get Kamala Harris over the line.